you make a hand motion, you can basically wave your hand, and then the interpreter will notice your hand waving kinetic knowledge and call on you, and the spotlighter can then spotlight you. At the moment, because we have not taken the attendance, I do not know if we have anybody who is deaf or deafblind on the Zoom call, but we establish that. But again, keeping in mind that this is a public meeting, we will continue with the interpreters throughout the meeting, because any member of the public is welcome to join in at any point in time during the meeting. So with that, Madam Chair, if you wish, I can call the roster of the board members, and also after I complete that, I can then ask if there is any other person present. So would you like me to do that at the
moment? Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. So Eileen Akers, we know, is present, because
I'm here.
Is there a representative of the Commissioner of Social Services participating?
Yes. Hi, everyone. My name is Matthew Fazzino, Equal Employment Opportunity Specialist, representing the Commissioner of Social Services. Here's your giver. Nice to meet you all.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
We have a new member of the advisory board. I'm going to see if he is here. Stephen Famagletti has been appointed by the Speaker of the House to serve as a member of the advisory board. Steve, are you present?
Yes, I'm here by phone. Good morning.
Good morning, and welcome, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations, Steve. It's Randa. Glad to have you aboard.
And it's Mary. Welcome, Steve.
Yeah, congratulations, Stephen Fall.
We all welcome you, Stephen.
Thank you.
So since I've now heard Stephen Thal's name, Stephen, you're present, correct?
Correct. Thank you.
Thank you. And Mary Silverberg, I've heard you speak. So, Mary, you are present, correct?
Correct. Alive and well and present.
Thank you. Catherine Guzman, are you present?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Thank you. Samuel Pride, are you present?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. We know Alan will joining us later. Randa Other, I've heard you speak. Are you present still?
Yes. Thank you.
Beth Rival, are you present? Beth, I don't know if you're present and muted, but we're not hearing you if you are present. Okay, that is now the roster of the members of the advisory board. I'm now going to try to establish a way of effectively doing this so that I can call on whose name I see, so that you can acknowledge your presence by unmuting, and then I will ask if there's anybody else who may be on the phone whose name doesn't appear. Are you present?
Yes, I am.
Welcome.
Thank you.
St. Amand, are you present? Lori's muted.
I'm here.
Thank you. Lori's our volunteer program coordinator. Mary Burgard, are you present?
I am. I'm the voc rehab supervisor. Hello.
Hello. Andrew Norton, our legislative and administrative advisor, are you present?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Commissioner Amy Porter, are you present?
I am.
Welcome, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Tyrell Simpson, vending facility supervisor, are you present?
I am present.
Thank you. I am not seeing any other displayed names, so at this point I'm going to pause and say, if you are present in the meeting and I have not called your name, would you please acknowledge your presence now?
Ryan, it's Chris Lassen, the Adult Services Program Supervisor.
Thank you. Welcome, Chris.
And good morning. This is Catherine Sung, the Education Supervisor of the Children's Services Program.
Thank you. Welcome, Catherine. Anybody else who is on the call or on the Zoom call who I am not seeing and didn't call your name?
Lisa Tangway, secretary for Mr. Sigmund.
Okay, so last call, sir.
Angelo Vitale, VR counselor.
Welcome. And Madam Chair, I believe that is everybody.
Thank you very much. I just want to explain that Chairman Sylvester asked me to preside over the first hour of today's meeting because he was newly appointed statistical coder for the Connecticut Department of Labor. He has responsibilities that include an October 1st deadline for a significant volume of work. As such, he expects to be unable to join the meeting until about 11 o'clock. Now, this I find incredible. He said so far it's way more fun than he expected. I statistical stuff being fun, I think that is incredible. Okay. Ms. Porter, we have the minutes approved. Would you be willing to say a few words?
Yes, I would. That would be great, actually, because after that I will have to leave the meeting, so that would be wonderful.
Great. All right. But first we have public comment. Is there anybody from the public who isn't? First, I would ask anybody from the public if there's any comment, and then I would ask for any comments from board members. So, is there anybody from the public who would like to say something under public comment? All right, hearing no response. Stephen Thal, I know you as a board member have some comments to make. Would you proceed, please?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chairman. Commissioner and members of the board, I just wanted to bring up a couple of points. One is I'm curious what the status is of the large print calendars for this next year. I've been called by a few of our clients, and they're wondering if we're still going to move forward with this. The second thing is my hope that as we move forward in the post-pandemic year, that we will be able to identify some projects that this committee can undertake as work projects. Ideas might be connection with the ADA transit districts in the state, see how they're doing and not doing. Dealing with some emergency situations, also particularly with technology, which is continually to be most important on this. So I'm sure the commissioner will be guiding us to a lot of this. The other thing I was concerned about regarding the pandemic is whether we develop any resources to assist people that have emotional challenges as a result of the pandemic or as a result of living alone, et cetera, et cetera. So it's my hope that as we go forward, we can get all the members of this committee to take part and be active. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I will speak to the regular chairperson. Perhaps this idea of work groups could be put on the, and what you, some of the clarifications Stephen has made about that, I'm going to see if we could put that on the agenda for the December meeting. Let's see. So now we have, the next item would be the draft minutes from the June 17th meeting for action. I would entertain a motion to approve those minutes. Is there anybody who would make that motion from the board, please?
This is Ryan.
I'll approve those minutes.
Okay, I'll second.
Mary.
Okay, so did I hear correctly? It was Mary who made the motion. Is that right? And then
Mary tried, but there was someone else who seconded.
Yes. All right. So Mary, would you be willing to be the motion maker and Randa second? Does that work?
Yes. Yes.
It worked. I hear on me. It's Beth Rival.
Oh, maybe it was your voice I heard.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I just wondered why you're not here. I couldn't get in the first. I could get in, but you guys couldn't hear me the first time.
Aha. Well, welcome. Well, I don't care who made them. Let's see. Sorry. Let's settle it. So, I don't know. Beth, maybe you made the motion then. This is kind of silly, but.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
Okay. Yeah. And Randa seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Unmute yourselves, board members, and say hi. Or no. Okay.
Excuse me, this is one of the spotlighters. Mary Burgard has her hand raised.
Well, Mary's not a board member. This would just be for board members.
Oh, sorry, I don't mean to. That, I don't know how that happened. I'm on my phone. I'm having problems on my computer, so I'll fix it.
We all know what that's like. All right. Is there anyone opposed to adopting the minutes as published? Anyone on the board? Any abstentions? All right, then I am going to, the minutes were adopted as published. Thank you. Thank you very much. Just a question now. Does this mean, Brian, that Andrea has resigned from the board?
No, I'm sorry, did I not call Andrea's name?
I did not hear it.
You did not.
My sincere apology. I don't know how that happened. I had the roster right in front of me. Andrea Giudice, are you present?
This is Lisa Tangway, and Andrea stated she would not be attending today's meeting.
Okay. All right. So she's not, but I'm sorry for being oversight. And also, Madam Chair, I believe you were going to be calling Commissioner Porter next, I think you had indicated.
Yes, yes. But my other question, what about, I don't know if you called David's name.
David Gregwire has resigned from the advisory board, and I had sent that information to Chairman Sylvester. So, sorry if that wasn't related to the full membership, but he has resigned from the advisory board.
Thank you very much. All right, then, without further ado, Ms. Porter, the floor is yours.
Great. Thank you so much, and it's great to be here with all of you today. It's a challenging day, as you all know. It is Brian's last day, and walking into his office this morning and seeing it without a lot of stuff, as Brian has been working and trying to make sure everything is organized for, for whoever takes his place moving forward. It was difficult for me walking in there. As you all know, Brian has been an incredible asset to our department, to BSBY, to the blind community in general in Connecticut. And I just want to take a minute to thank him for his amazing service, lots of years of service, because he started when he was 4, I think. For his dedication and commitment, I offer my sincerest gratitude, Brian. You will be sorely missed. You've done it
all,
pulling everything together. But I just wanted to start that today by thanking you and telling you how grateful we are for everything that you've done for our agency. And you and I have been colleagues a long time, so I'm going to miss you on a personal level as well. So just wanted to start with that.
Thank you, Commissioner. Very, very thoughtful. I appreciate the kind words.
I know that Ryan transitions, this group is going to be very interested in what happens moving forward. As you know, the process of sort of identifying a particular position and posting it and moving it forward will take us a while, but we are going to make sure that services continue. If this board has questions, you all know how to reach out to me. You can reach out to me through your chair for sure. And Andrew Norton as well has offered, you know, whatever he can do to help with the transition. I haven't gotten to actually speak to him in person today, even though I'm sitting in his building. But, you know, we're here to make sure that we can do what we can to keep things moving. We have every confidence in the staff at BSBE and the leadership of our supervisors in each of the groups that things will continue and we'll be able to continue to provide the high quality services that we've provided. And with your leadership as an advisory board, we're confident that you'll point out anything that, you know, you feel like isn't being addressed, and we will work with you on that. So I look forward to continuing to this board. I'm sorry that I don't have a lot of time today to stay with you, but we had an unexpected event that we got called to today that where I have to testify, so I don't have the opportunity to stay with you, but I will look forward to reading the minutes as I always do. As you know, Steve's got great ideas of what the board can do moving forward, so I have no doubt there'll be plenty of work to do. So I just wanted to say that, you know, we will be putting a plan in place for the transition, but in the meantime, things will continue. Business will continue to operate as it operates now. We will miss Brian's leadership, but he has done a great job building a team that can move things forward. So I do have a couple minutes if people have any questions, but I have to, I have a hard stop at 10:25. So just in case anyone has any questions or things you want to add.
Well, this is Eileen Akers. I just want to say that the blind the community of people who are blind and visually impaired, this is a difficult day for a lot of us because nobody could replace Brian. It's just, I mean, he's done an incredible job in so many ways. He's cared about us and just done a tremendous job. But there are a lot of concerns among the blind community that the people who continue in leadership positions or who are appointed have a good knowledge of those of us who are blind or visually impaired. That's just my comment. And if others would want to comment, maybe you could raise your hand or somehow be recognized. Anybody?
Steve Powell's hands up.
Steve?
Steve,
you'd have to mute yourself with *6.
Steven, you're still muted. You're on Teams, so you have to actually click the cursor on the little microphone to unmute yourself.
Oh, I thought he was on the phone.
No, he's on the...
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's like he's not figuring... No, he's putting his hands up and saying no. He says thank you. He's waving his hands. Thank you.
Okay. Any other hands, please? Or
Hi, Beth Radlow. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. Recognizing Brian, we would love to thank him for his years of commitment for the National Federation of the Blind and what a great job he's done all these years.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Beth and Eileen, for the kind words. I very much appreciate it. It's really been an honor to have served, worked at BSBE for almost my entire professional life. So
So thank you for that.
Ms. Porter's time is very short. Any comments for her before she leaves?
Well, I will plan to come to your next board meeting. I will ask Lisa to send me the schedule for your next meetings, and I will plan to participate. And I look forward to connecting with all of you then.
Thank you very much, and thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you. Have a good meeting.
Thank you. All right, we're going to move on to Blind Americans Equality Day update. To my knowledge, at an advisory board level, there are no specific plans. However, I believe BSBE might have a couple of things to add. I know that the NSB has some things in the work, perhaps. When we met as the BCAC, the BSBE Consumer Advisory Committee, I had asked participants who represent organizations of the blind and visually impaired in Connecticut to come up with ideas that their groups could do. Personally, I'm working with the public library here to see if we can do something. So, first of all, Brian, is there anything that BSBE is doing that would sort of reflect Blind Americans Equality Day? And it's known by so many different names. I don't even know what to call it anymore. But, Brian, is there anything that BSBE is doing?
Yes, I'm happy to report that we have been working with the Department of Transportation for quite some time now. I mentioned this at some earlier meetings, to bring the AIRA, which is spelled A-I-R-A, the AIRA app to Connecticut at no cost to individuals that are blind. It's a subscription-based service that can cost upwards of $500 a year, depending on, you know, how the user utilizes it, how often they need it. It's a navigational aid, but in addition to a navigation aid, it also helps with providing information to folks, right down to, like, if you were in a restaurant and you wanted somebody to read the menu to you, the AIRA agent on the other end of your smartphone will use the camera of your smartphone to look at the menu and tell you what they see. So the Department of Transportation has been very interested in making AIRA available to travelers, to folks that use public transit, but not only for the transit ride, but also for when they arrive at their destination. So over the course of the last year or so, actually more than a year, we've been working with the Department of Transportation to bring it to Connecticut, and they found a research grant through the University of Connecticut that will actually fund it for a year and a half, which is wonderful news. Because it's a research project, those that want to have AIRA at this no-cost option would agree to participate in a very brief survey in order to get the AIRA app and access to it, and then there'd be a survey later on so they could talk about what their experiences have been with the AIRA app. And at this point, the goal is for it to get launched and go live on Blind Americans Equality Day.
And, oh, wow.
And we are hopeful that there will be some press release that's forthcoming, and we're excited about that. Department of Transportation is, again, taking the lead in coordinating the press release. One of the former SRC chairs, Naima Pinkney is her name, has agreed to lend her voice and to the AIRA product. She's been a user of AIRA for many years, and she's very excited and with the opportunity to help others become aware of it. And we will be looking to do a significant distribution to folks on the blind registry on or about October 15th, so that everybody is aware that they can sign up for it, along with the instructions of how to sign up for it.
So we're very excited. There are folks that are going to carry this forward, obviously with today being my last day, but there are folks that are lined up that are going to be carrying it forward. So very excited about that.
Wonderful.
Thank you. I'm an IRA user as well. So yes, it should be pointed out, and probably people realize that you need a smartphone. Either an iPhone or I think they do use Android now, I believe, is accessible with IRA.
That's correct.
Wonderful. Is it either Mary or Beth, can you tell us about anything that NFB is doing for blind and, well, I think you have a different name for it, but for the day or for the month, actually?
Hi, it's Beth. We're having our state convention at the Sheridan in Rocky Hill, the Hartford South Sheridan, October 29, 30, and 31, that anyone is welcome to come and learn about independence and support each other with our students and our scholarships. And that's what NFB is very busy putting together now.
Okay, but specifically for October 15th or the month, I thought I had seen something in some emails about NFB involvement, but
I know nationally we have a conference call or a Zoom meeting. I believe it's Friday, not sure if it's Friday night, I think it's October 1st, that I sent out that you may have gotten. And they will be talking about that nationally. Our national representative will be John Perret, and we also have John Larson coming to speak at our convention. So that's what we've been working on.
Thank you. Yes, the ACB also nationally is quite involved in the month, in the event. I just don't know what name to call it. I'll just keep calling it Blind Americans Equality Day. Okay. Anybody else have any comments about what you or your group may be doing? I know the this one particular, I think the Middletown Lions are involved in an event. But again, I think it's very much a grassroots endeavor this year. And hopefully, obviously the pandemic has a lot to do with this, but hopefully next year we can make this a much stronger effort. But we appreciate what Dusty is doing in terms of IRA. It's a wonderful service. I recently had something in my freezer. I had no idea what this package was. So IRA came in handy. And stuff like, I mean, it's a wonderful product, but it is costly. So this is a wonderful endeavor. And Brian, thank you very much. The next thing we need to bring up, according to the agenda, would be proposed meeting dates for 2022. If you have the agenda or have looked at it, the proposed dates would be March 17th, June 16th, September 15th, and December 15th. May I have a motion adopting those dates, and then under discussion, if there are difficulties, we could bring that up under discussion. So, is there a motion, please, adopting those four dates for our advisory board meetings for 2022, as noted in the agenda?
It's Mary Silverberg. I make a motion to accept the four dates proposed.
Beth seconds.
What's up, Beth?
Yes.
Who said? Okay, thank you. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
People, unmute yourself.
Unmute to vote.
Unmute to vote.
Saying aye.
Okay.
Doing part aye.
Thank you. Randa, I don't know if we heard your voice.
I didn't say my name. That was inappropriate of me. Yes.
No, that's okay. And I'm probably missing people, but I just want to make sure that we have a majority at least. Okay. How about Steve? Steve Famigliati. Well, I don't know where, Steve, okay. Well, we have a majority. So those dates have been adopted. Thank you very much.
I was muted.
Okay, are you saying aye then?
Yes.
Thank you. And I apologize to our interpreters. I think since there have not been really extensive comments or questions, I hope we'll try. I'll try to be more aware of the need for you to do what you need to do. But then, I apologize for that. But I don't think we have anybody right now who needs interpreter services. That's correct, Brian, right?
I don't believe there is anybody who it requires interpreters at the moment, but I guess I would want to ask the interpreters to confirm that if anybody is receiving interpreting at the moment.
We do not see anyone that we're aware of except for our spotlighter,
okay,
who is also deaf, who does need our services.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I apologize. I'll try to be more aware of that. All right. Moving forward, the next item would be Vocational Rehabilitation State Plan Work Group. Brian, who would comment on that? Is that for you?
Yeah, that would be for me. So thank you. I'll unspot. Okay, the State Rehabilitation Council had their meeting last week. And from their membership, they have identified Dawn Russell, Phil McGalnick, Gary Allen, John Carnamola, and Kendra Valente to serve on the work group to represent the State Rehabilitation Council on the development of the state plan, particularly the BSBY section of the Unifying State Plan. We then seek to get volunteers from the advisory board to join with these representatives from the State Rehabilitation Council to work up the development of the priorities, the goals, and objectives of the new state plan, which would become effective for next July 1 and be a four-year state plan. The State Rehabilitation Council is required by federal law to have an active in the development of the state plan. The advisory board has historically always taken a similarly very active role in the development and priorities for the development of the state plan. So with that in mind, Madam Chair, if you would be willing to see if there are representatives of the advisory board that are interested in working with the SRC members to develop the plan, just so that folks understand the process. The plan gets developed, it's drafted by agency staff after the input is provided, then shared the advisory board and the State Rehabilitation Council as a draft, typically for the December meeting, where then a vote is taken to put it out to public comment period, which is typically a 30-day public comment period. And then the public comments are shared with the State Rehabilitation Council and the advisory board so that they can deliberate on the public comments, propose any modifications to the plan they wish to propose based on the public comments or their own feedback. And then the plan becomes finalized, gets submitted, and becomes part of the overall, again, state plan for the workforce programs in Connecticut, submitted to Rehabilitation Services Administration by April 1st so that they can complete their review so it becomes effective next July 1st. It's a lot in one sense, but I wanted the folks in the advisory board to kind of be reminded of what this process is so that you'll know that as you contemplate volunteering to serve in the work group. And maybe three members of the advisory board, if you had that, Madam Chair, that would be wonderful.
May I ask, Brian, so are you saying the bulk of the work of, if anybody on the advisory committee chooses to join with SRC, would have to be done between now and December? Is that correct?
That's correct. It typically starts in October, and then it's drafted and presented to the advisory board and the SRC in December. Usually there's like three meetings. Sometimes there might be four meetings focusing on what are the goals and priorities, so that the staff that draft the state plan have that and can roll that into the draft plan. But that's correct.
All right, then I will say once again, because my brain and my mouth don't necessarily work together, I am going to volunteer to serve as with the on this. Are there any other board members who are willing to serve? This year, I mean, it's always critical, but I think this year in particular, it is especially critical. Any other volunteers? Is somebody speaking up?
Yeah, just remember to unmute, because it's possible, Eileen, that people are volunteering, but you're just not hearing because they haven't unmuted.
This is Lisa Tangway. Steve Thal was raising his hand, but he is not able to unmute. So I think he wants to volunteer.
Okay. Thank you, Stephen. Anybody else? Would it be possible to put into the minutes? They could contact Al. If anybody thinks about it and says they want to volunteer, probably the best way would be to contact Al and let him know that you're interested, because this is so important. All right, Brian, thank you. I'm sorry? Somebody was wanting to speak? Oh, okay. Last call for this item. Anybody have anything else to say? Okay. Yeah, just remember this unmute process. All right.
Excuse me. It's Mary Silverberg. I would like to contribute one comment.
Yeah.
I cannot be available to volunteer this time around, but I participated in this process once before. A few years ago, and I have to tell you, for any of you who have not volunteered for a committee like this, you will learn a lot. It really helps to understand the processes, how it works, why does it take so long, what is actually involved. I think it is a very good learning experience. So if you can at all, any of you, if you can spare the time and the energy, please do volunteer for it. You will not regret it. Thank you.
I appreciate those comments. And I also appreciate the fact that Brian did review the process, gave us an overview, because I'll tell you, for all the years that I've been involved, I always need to have my mind refreshed about what actually happens. So thank you to both. Last call. Any other comments? Volunteers? All right then, moving on. And if you change your mind, you know, just let us know. Bureau update, adult services, I believe, is the first item. Would that be Chris?
Yes. Can you hear me there, Eileen?
Yes.
Great. Okay. So, yes, to let you all know, I'll give you sort of an overview of the operations of the Adult Services Program, dating back, I think, to the beginning of the pandemic. I don't know, just to recall back, there was a lot of uncertainty about how we would be providing services to adult clients going forward. It was some months before we started to see clients again, but the mobility staff have been robustly providing services to clients primarily out of doors. And over the more recent period, I'd say since the spring, they've been joined in providing direct in-person services by the social workers who are now, and there are five social workers, three actual fairly long-term incumbents, two social worker trainees who have now been with us for 18 months. All of those staff are primarily providing intake interviews and meeting with clients of longer standing as well in the clients' homes again. So this has been accompanied as well just in the past, say, 6 or so months by a very gradual reduction of routine services in the clients' homes by the rehabilitation teachers. So all three of our field service disciplines have again been able to serve clients in person, except where clients have requested remote. Say, occasionally we'll encounter a client who will ask or express preference for, say, an intake over the phone. But generally speaking, it's been really, really satisfying to see us go back to providing in a very routine fashion in-person direct services to our many adult clients. That's a